I should start the Gemara now on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. All right. So they sent to Avua de Shmuel that what? Kofo v'ochol matzah yatzah. If they tied him up, right, and he ate matzah, he's yatzah. That was the message they sent him. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, so who tied him up? If it was a shade, so then we know the halacha is, if a person is healthy at times and sick at times, though it's psychotic at times, so then when he is normal, he's like a normal person for everything. And when he's a shota, he's a shota for everything. And therefore what? What would be the halacha? Right. No, you wouldn't be yotze. Kaful shade. If a guy was under the influence of some delusion, he had a temporary insanity, right? Temporary in the spell of insanity. So he wouldn't be yotze. He wouldn't be yotze if he ate the matzah, because he'd be a ma'isa shota. So why wouldn't he be yotze? Halachically, why wouldn't he be yotze? He ate the matzah. He ate when he comes out of it. The fact is, he ate the matzah, right? Shot is not chayv in the mitzvah. Shot is not chayv in the mitzvah, and therefore. So it wasn't a good ma'aseh mitzvah? I mean, what's lacking over here? That when he was doing it, that a shota can't do a ma'aseh mitzvah?
It's like a different gavra.
And the shota would have been yotzi for a shota, but he can't be yotzi. He's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll is yotzi, but Mr. Hyde is still... The other way around. Hyde was the crazy one, right?
Yeah, Dr. Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. So what's the answer of you that what? Is it that what? That, so you can say that what? That that it's a Maisa Shota? Maisa Shota, is that a Maisa Mitzvah? Right? Now it's either Gavra to be the Osa Mitzvah. Could be, you need a gavra to be an osa mitzvah. Well, you could say that what? He wasn't a mechuyev b'davar when he did it. So there's no kiyam mitzvah. No kiyam mitzvah when he did it. Right? He was, he had no chiyuv at the time. And it wasn't, he was not a bar chiyuv. There was no chovas mitzvah on him. Be like if I was a cutting and he ate the matzah and then he becomes a guddle later. Let's say he all goes by the hour of the day. So he becomes a guddle at midnight. So if he eats the matzah of the cutting, is he yotze? Yeah. That's the story. Then you say that. But anyway, there's a lot of reasons why he's not going to be yotze. It's not simple. There's a whole host of reasons. I don't know if you can say there's one reason, right? But basically, you can say that it's not the proper mice. So you can say there's no gavra, there's no chiyav. I mean, a lot of things is lacking, right? Okay, so the shota l'chol davar. So basically, he's not going to be yotze. He's not going to be yotze because. He's a different gavra. He wasn't a bar chiyuva. He has no ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay, good. But if he did a shechita, it would be good, right? If he did a shechita, it would be good.
He's still an adam.
Go ahead. So that couldn't have been what they sent to Avu the Shmuel. Right? I mean, it's like sometimes the question. Yeah. Okay, so Ravashi said, no, it means that the Persians coerced him. Happens all the time. In other words, it was some sort of a, I don't know. What did they do? Lamaisa, what happened? Eat matzah or I'll kill you? Eat matzah or I'll kill you. Okay, sounds good. They tied him up and they said, what? Eat matzah or else. Go ahead, Rashi. So Rashi puts a lot that he's not doing. He's not having kavana to do what? To be yotze the chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Right? He has none of that kavana. He has none of that kavana. So what is his kavana? What is his kavana? No. They're not forcing the food down his throat. They're not stuffing him like a goose. That's how they feed geese. That's how they force feed the geese. Sure. That's why some people don't eat the goose pate. Because they force feed them. You know, and I think in Chicago they outlawed it for a while. Nobody's up to current events in here. Not ethical. Geese have rights too. Okay. So it's not that. That can't be. That can't be. Then the guy's just a bag. And the guy's a bag.
He's getting
Hanoh.
He's a panther.
That's not ochal. That's not ochal. That's kafo the ochal. That's not for ochal. Huh? It says echol matzah amrachman v'ha ochal. Can't say v'ha ochal. That's not ochal.
Why is eating about the chewing or whatever? Isn't it about?
Why does that have to be you putting in your mouth?
Yeah.
What if he was sleeping and someone stuffed it down his throat? Be the same thing?
And he got him out. Like if he didn't realize that there was food going down his throat.
Were you here yesterday? No.
But I was filled in.
You were filled in. In what way can you say that he did a maisa of achila? In what way can you say he did a maisa of achila? Forget about it later on. In what way can you say he did a maisa?
I thought that we're looking at why it's different if you get hana from
it. No, we didn't read anything about hana. We just want to be rational people and read this Gemara like a normal person. Okay? They forced him and he ate it. And he did not have, all Rashi says is, he did not have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. Right? That's all he's lacking, but the maisa mitzvah he's doing. I mean, how can the guy be? What if I take your hand and I force you to shake the lulav? I mean, can you say you shook the lulav? It's you're just a chefza. You're just being a chefza. You're just a chefza. You didn't owe anything. You didn't do anything. What did you do?
So why didn't he need to bring this whole thing up forcing? Why didn't he just say the guy himself on his own volition?
Because he has no... For what? For what?
Eat matzah.
That's the Ra'az question. That's the Ra'az question. So he wants to derive something from that. You saw the Ra'an?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Ra'az question. But his question is, why couldn't it just be? The guy forgot it was Pesach and he decided to have a snack of matzah. Right? So he says you have to. He learns the pshat. I mean, let's not learn the raw now, but he learns the pshat that he had to know it was matzah and it was Leil Pesach. I mean, if it's like you guys are learning, then that's what he should have said. He should have said no. The chiddush is even bigger here. that even though you're not doing any maisa, even though it's just being rammed down your throat, that's a bigger. That's why you'd have to take this case. Right? He's learning, huh? He was saying that you see from this Gemara that it's not enough that you just ate matzah and thought it was meat. Right? Let's say a guy is not doesn't have kavana. What does it mean that he doesn't have the proper kavana? So he's saying it doesn't mean that he forgot that he made a mistake. It doesn't mean he made a mistake. It's, maybe he says it must mean that the guy knew it was Pesach and he knew it was matzah, right? But what? He's not eating it for that purpose. But what purpose is he eating it for? Because he's scared.
Why don't you just say
but hold on. But the Ra says because if you otherwise that should have been the case in the Gemara. Well, why have a case where kafu parsim v'ochal? Why don't you just have a simple case? The guy forgot it was the night of Pesach. And he had a kazai, he sat down for kazai of matzo. And he's still yotze, right? So he's saying no. Then he wouldn't be yotze. Then he wouldn't be yotze. And that's the chiddush of this case. That in that case he wouldn't be yotze, but in this case he is yotze. But according to you guys,
why is that matter?
The chiddush should be that. Why does he say no? The chiddush is the reason why he didn't say that is because he wants to teach you a case of a forced feeding. Well, you're not even doing a maisa.
According to what
you're
saying for
the
Ra, why
didn't he? Right. So the Ra is saying it's a matter of motivation. It's not a matter of him not knowing what he's doing. Because if it was a matter of him not knowing what he's doing, then they should have said he did something and didn't realize what he was doing. Now your question is, well, why does it take this case of doing something for a different motivation as opposed to another case? That's a good question. I don't know, but you can't. But he's saying as long as there are a lot of cases that you could have taken, but as long as they're in the, he's showing you that you can't have every case of the same class. But he's saying this is one class. And the fact that it didn't take from another class that you can learn something from. But anyway, let's get back to Rashi. Plame shot is what? Plame shot is. I just don't see how a person can be a yotze any mitzvahs. You mean to tell me you really believe that? That if a person was held down, his mouth was forced open, and someone shoved chalav down his throat, he'd have to bring a chatas? That's what you think? I don't mean to intimidate you, I'm just very curious. That's what you think? Okay. Let's just take it simple. We don't know that much. Okay? Kafu v'ochal matzah. What does that mean? He was forced. What? To eat matzah, or he was force-fed matzah? That's what we're arguing about, right? Was he forced to eat matzah? Mitnick, your mother ever forced you to eat your vegetables? I mean, that's plame shot. Plame shot is don't extend the case beyond the norm further than you have to. The norm is the guy sits down with his family on the night of the Seder and he says, Matzah zu al shuma, and he goes through the whole thing and he does haseva and he eats the matzah. Now you want to say, I'm going to take you a case that's removing one element. What's the element that we're removing? Someone jammed his mouth open with a funnel and shoveled matzah down his throat. No, come on. They take away one element. One element is that he's doing the achilas matzah, but not as part of a seder of mitzvah. He's doing it to save his life, whatever it is. He's scared. Parsayim say, eat this matzah. Don't ask any questions. Okay? Okay, so he's doing the maisa. So in other words, he's doing the action of achilas matzah, but he's highly motivated. Right? That's what they say. He's highly motivated. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Right? Eat this matzah or else. But it was an offer. I mean, it was an offer. He decided, he made a cheshbon. Okay, these guys look serious. They're tough. I'm going to eat the matzah. Right? Okay. Yeah. So he did not have kavana. He was not niskaven. He was niskaven not to be beaten up. Right? Yeah. It's like this halacha. Not exactly the same, but the halacha in the by Mechira too. Gemara says, "Tol yuhu v'zavin, zvini zvini. Tol yuhu v'zavin, it's good. If a guy takes you and he ties you up with a rope and he hangs you over the edge of a building and he says, I'm not going to let you down unless you pay, unless you buy, unless you sell me your house. So the halacha says, it's a good sale. It's a good sale. Why? Because he has Gemir's Das. He wants to sell the house. He really, really wants to sell this house right now. Something came up and he wants to sell the house. It happens. That's what we call the motivation for his Gemir's Das. But we say he has Gemir's Das. There is one catch. So I didn't bring it in because I didn't want to get into a confusing situation. Because halacha is, if a guy knows beforehand, and he writes a shtar in front of, with Aiden that he's going to do this only to save his life, then the sale is no good. It's called Moser Moda. But otherwise, we'll look at the situation and we'll say, no, he had Gemir's Das. If he tells ahead of time that he really doesn't have Gemir's Das, then we'll take that. But otherwise, that's just motivation. Okay. So anyway, so over here you say like this. He does not have to be motivated by the mitzvah. Right, like purpose. That's what we were discussing purpose yesterday. His purpose for the achila doesn't have to be shalom, doesn't have to be mitzvah. Purpose can be anything, but he's doing the maisa of achilas matzah. That's a simple way to look at it. Go ahead. Okay, now Rava says zosomeris. What does that mean, zosomeris? It means that he's deriving something from this, right? He's saying, what's the implication of this statement? This statement tells you this next fact, right? We just had this lashon in Reish Lakish. Remember in Brachos? Zosomeres mit Brachos in Makos. Right? Since they only said one bracha, that comes to show you that Brachos and not Makos. So he says, since they said this to Avu the Shmuel, and he accepted it, The implication of this statement is that shofar too, that if you blew shofar l'shir, you'd be yotze. What's the case of tokei l'shir? This is very important now. What's tokei l'shir? It's interesting. Yeah. So what are the two cases? So Rashi has two cases there. Tokei l'shir. One is to sing, to make music. He wants to make music. He wants to make music. Yeah. So again, how is it comparable to the case of Kafu Parsayim? So the same kind of a thing. In other words, he has Kavana to make the sound out of the shofar. Right? He does have Kavana to make the sound out of the shofar. But he's motivated by an aesthetic beauty. He's motivated by some desire for music. That's the why. That's the why. And the what for. But what it is that he's doing is producing a sound. And what's the other girsa? It's interesting. The other girsa is he also wants to produce a sound. Right? It's interesting. A little bit further afield. Right? He wants to produce a sound as a not because he likes the sound, but because the sound is useful to him. Right? It's interesting. Rashi seems to say they're both the same. Right? As long as he has kavana to produce the sound, we say that he's yotze. Why? Because he did the maisa hamitzvah. He did the Maisa Mitzvah. What's the Maisa Mitzvah?
That's a little, just a little complicated by Shofar. Right? Shmi is really the... but anyway. Yeah, the sound of the Shofar. Producing and hearing the sound of the Shofar. So he has Kavana for both. In both cases he has... in both cases that occurred as a product in the terminology we were trying to use yesterday. That was a product of his will. You can say he's an osa of the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Maisa Mitzvah is Achilas Matzah. He has Kavana for that. That's not a it's not something just happening from Mela. It's happening through the through Kavana Sa'adam. So it's his Maisa. You hear the little yes from yesterday? It's his Maisa. And he's Yotzling. He doesn't have to have in mind specifically why he is defining himself this way. For what purpose does he want to be an Ochel Matzah? For what purpose does he want to be a Shomea Shofar? Okay, so the problem is that what Rav is saying is really just Pashut. Pshita Hainuach. And what is he adding? I mean, of course, we don't need Rav to say that you see from this the same exact thing that the statement is saying. You don't need Rava to tell us that. So what is Rava adding? What is Rava adding by saying that since if you eat matzah for another reason, you're yotze. If you blow the shofar for another reason, you're yotze. It's a davar pashut. It's a davar pashut. Right? Good. All right. This is not so simple now. Not so simple now, right? This is not so simple. So our Gemara says like this, that what? That Rava was telling you a chiddush. That you might have thought... What? You might have thought what? Bimei. What might you have thought? You might have thought that when Avod Shmuel, when they told Avod Shmuel this, that would apply to something like matzah. Right? That would apply to something like matzah. Just broadly speaking. But not to something like shofar. Right? So Rav's Chiddush is showing you that, in other words, the Gemara is saying there's a Havamina, that from the statement to Avuah de Shmuel, that you wouldn't be Yotzei Shofar in this type of a setup. Kamash Malan, shofar is the same. No? Yes, let's take a look at Rashi. Pshita Mao the same. Over there the Torah says eat matzah and he ate. Over there, Rachmana says, eat matzah, and he ate. Okay.
So you would think that's the only kavana you need, or eat.
Well, let's see. Rashi's a little tricky now. Go ahead.
Banana b'achilaso. Hilkach lav misasek.
Do not want to be a misasek. That is what you do not want to be. So you might think that over there, the Torah says, eat matzah, and he ate, and he enjoyed. As much as anyone enjoys matzah, right? Okay. Therefore, he's not a misasek. What's wrong with being a misasek? But anyway, he's not a misasek. Go ahead. Share. One second. Now I'm totally confused. So he's not a misasek. Why? Because we say a misasek is chayav. So is he a misasek? Is not a misasek? He's not a misasek because we say a misasek b'chalav v'arayos is chayav. So he is a misasek.
He just has
it's
two different misaseks. Wonderful. Okay, so we need a good definition for the word. We need a good definition for misasek is what we need. Pliable definition.
And then an applicable definition.
Meaning so they can have two different...
Yes, exactly. What it means to say is you have to have like a general meaning of the word and then a halachically applicable meaning. Right? Like Jonah was saying, Ram says, Kol mechitza, she'ina gavoa yud, right? The whole thing is na'ena mechitza. So we said, what do you mean? That's like Russell's problem, right? That's the unicorn problem. A unicorn does not exist. But you just said a unicorn. That's positing some sort of an existence. So anyway, that problem doesn't bother me. But we said mechitza has a general term. What do you call it? A colloquial term, meaning a barrier, right? And then in halachic jargon, right, it has a specific meaning. So Ram is saying the halachic mechitza is a particular of the class of mechitza in general. Mechitza in the world is a general meaning, and then halachic mechitza is a particular of that class. So any mechitza, meaning anything that functions with the general characteristics of barrier, that doesn't have this, that, and the other thing, is not qualify as the halachic mechitza. So anyway, so what's over here, a misasek? So what is a misasek? What do we mean when we say a guy is a misasek? We know one thing, that you're not going to be yotzei a mitzvah if you call the misasek. What does the word mean? Who's a good grammarian here? Okay, so it means he's engaged in something. He's misasek. He's... But I'm not sure exactly the perfect translation. But the implication is what? What's the importance of the term? What's the importance of the term? What's it conveying? That what?
It's involved in something other than his action.
That the action just emerges accidentally. Right? No, it's the action is not the object of his engagement. He's a misasek in something. And the maisa occurred. And that's why he's not yotze. That's why he's not yotze. Why is he not yotze? Because he's not an osa. An osa means you relate to the action essentially. Saying regarding with relation to the maisa hamitzvah, he's not an osa. He's just a guy who was busy and it popped out. It's unrelated to his will. His will was something else. And then while he was doing this, something happened. So he is simply a cause. His busyness was the cause. His busyness was the cause of the mitzvah, of the maisa that we're concerned with. But he's not an osa of the mitzvah.
He's misasek in something else? In the other thing that he's doing? Or he's...
Misasek describes his steed and the act of...
That's right. Misasek is describing that the maisa is not emerging from his concentration and kavana on the maisa, but it's just emerging from busyness, from busyness. Don't ask me what he was doing. That's what we were trying to say yesterday. That's what we were trying to describe. That's what we were trying to work out yesterday. That when a person has that a person can be a cause of an action, right? Or meaning to say that the action is not a natural one. It's not part of the of regular ma'aseh. It's part of Adam, right? And it can also be the object of his will. Those are two categories. Those are two different ways that the gavra can affect the event. Right? So we said by shechita, all he has to be is a misasek, is all he has to be. Because he doesn't have to be a shochet for the shechita to be good. It just has to emerge from a koach adam. So that's what the Ram says. If a person is a misasek and shechita occurs, that's fine. But he doesn't need to define it as a maisa shechita. It doesn't need to be a maisa shechita in terms of having an osa. We were trying to say yesterday that to the degree that your kavana and your will is involved,
That's the degree that the might, that the event is going to have, the character, that's the degree of character it's going to have in terms of asiyah. The more I intend for this particular process to occur, the more I can say it was an action of man. Okay? But if it emerged because of an action of man, then I can say it was caused by man. But there was no osa. There was no osa of the thing. Guy threw the wall, threw the shechita to the threw the knife to the wall and it shechted something on the way. He can't say he as a gavra did a maisa shechita. No, he did a maisa throwing. That was the object of his kavana. That was his will. That was what was directed by his thought. And then while he was misasik and throwing a knife, a shechita emerged. So vis-a-vis the shechita, he's a misasik. He's misasik, and the shechita emerged. But shechita is enough. But if you have to be an osa mitzvah, misasik is a deadly conclusion. Misasik is what you would call a conclusion of that you failed. Okay? Because it's saying you did not achieve the level of being an osa. You just achieved the level of being a misasik with regard to that mitzvah. So, but here's the point. Here's the point. The point is that misasik is a description, misasik is a halachic conclusion of your relationship to the mitzvah based on a general idea of asiyah and kavana. Okay? So that's what you can say like this. You can say in certain cases, even though it just emerged, you can say in certain cases, so what would it mean by chalavim? What would it mean by chalavim? That if you're misase, kechayav. Means to say that even though it just emerged, not as an object of your will, it still is what? It still is what? It still is your maisa. I don't know. But that's what it would seem you have to. That would seem to be the proper interpretation. As in general, we care about being a misasek because normally, if the maisa occurs without your kavana, it's not considered your doing. It's not considered that you're an osa of the thing. You're just the cause. You're like a grum of the thing, right? But you're not an osa. It's not your action. Might be an event that was caused by you, but it's not your action. And in order to be yotze or chayev, apparently it has to be your action. So it's possible to say in certain cases, even without the kavana, it's considered your action. Meaning to say that even a misasek by chalavim by rayos, it still will achieve the level of being deemed your action. Why? Because of hanoh. That we have to think about now, but now we have something to think about. Hold on. Okay, but before we answer this question, let's just finish the thought here. So what would you say by so according to this, let's say one were to interpret the statement to Avod Shmuel that it's dafka by chametz, dafka by matzah. So what would that mean? What would that mean with regard to mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah sein srichas kavana? That would mean that what? That mitzvos don't need kavana, provided what? It's a complicated kind of a formulation, right? Provided that you're not a misasek.
Would you say happens that you're still related to the maisa? You're not considered the osa?
You're still considered, you are the osa. This is your maisa.
Even though you're considered that, you're considered the osa.
It seems so.
You only need kavana for this, as long as you're the osa.
But that's his question. So why is shofar different? The guy had kavana to do the, in other words, what does the nana add? it's not a kavana for, it's not a kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, right? It's not a kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Just because he's a nene, you can't say, you can say because the guy's a nene that he's, it's considered his maisa. You can't say therefore he was mechavin lotzeis matzah b'alel the Pesach. Right? So what would being a nene, what would it give you? And then Rashi continues this lashon issue when he gets to Tokei Lashir. Kamash Malon, the Apagav, the Misaseku. Because Rashi has to say that. He has to say that. Right? No. All the Gemara says is you might think he is a Misasek. You might think this is considered a Misasek. Rashi saying, even though he is a Misasek, he's Yotza. The mitzvah is Vichas Gavan. See, that's what the Achmarim get very bothered by, because the Gemara in Lamed Gimel says openly a Misasek is not Yotza. And says, Tokei Lashir is not Misasek. Right? That's what the Marsha says. He doesn't really mean Misasek like a real Misasek. But anyway, let's just try if we can get some clarity over here. What if you're not a nana? Let's just back it up. Simple. Let's say matzah was a mitzvah that you were not getting enough of. Okay, so then what would you be lacking? Kafu v'ochol matzah, what would you be missing? I made a choice. Still made a choice. Right. Well, shofar. I mean, let's assume Rashi doesn't have that gear, so zichron shua, right? Forget about the zichron shua. It doesn't seem like a zichron shua issue. Right, because zichron shua means to say, now if you have the gears of zichron shua, then you're saying that matzah is the standard, and shofar requires more. Right? And you might think matzah is the standard, and any normal mitzvah does need kavana, but maybe shofar is a mitzvah that does, because it has something special, like Rabbeinu Chanan says, it requires kavana salev. Right? But that's not the way Rashi's learning. Rashi's learning the opposite. Rashi's learning that you might say in general, you are considered the misasek in every normal mitzvah. Except for a mitzvah like this, that you don't need it. That you don't need the kavana. Right? In other words, right? You hear me? There's two ways to learn this Havmina. That one thing is for sure. That because of what it said about chameh, about matzah, you're not sure what you would say about shofar. Okay, but there's two possible reasons why you're not sure. Right? Either because matzah is a standard, normal, vanilla-flavored mitzvah, but shofar is a super-duper mitzvah. Right? Like many Rishonim learned by the first pasuk in Kriyat Shema, that even if the old mitzvahs ain't svichas kavana, by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, they hold you need kavanas alev, not because mitzvahs svichas kavana, but because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mechaven to these ideas, to have kavanas to these ideas, right? That's one way to learn. That you might think then it's really a havamina in shofar. Does shofar demand of you what kavana salev or not? Really, mitzvahs don't need kavana. And matzah is just like any other mitzvah that doesn't need kavana. Right? But maybe shofar is more. So what was Rava saying? Rava was saying, not only is he right about matzah, which is a normal mitzvah, but don't make the mistake to think that shofar needs more. That's what Rava would be saying. Right? But Rashi doesn't seem to be learning that way. Right? Rashi's learning the opposite. Seems like it's the opposite, right? That you might think that when they told Avuah de Shmuel, kaf over ochol matzah, that it means what? You might think it means what?
It's a lower form of...
That even though mitzvah shvichas kavana, this one gets by even without the kavana. Why? Because you have this element of being a nene. But shofar, there's no hana at the shofar. So you would say, no, in that case you really need the kavana. Kamash Malon, that's not what he was saying. Kamash Malon, he was saying that no mitzvah needs kavana. Because Rava was just trying to correct a mistake that you might have made. Don't think that he took matzah and said that one does need kavana because that's something that will supplement it. But you have to have the everything needs to be to have a certain completion of kavana. But maybe you'll say matzah gets it from the element of anor. But shofar has nothing to get it from, so we'd have to have really have kavana. No, kamash malon. That what? Mitzvahs ain't svichos kavana. Right? And that's what the Gemara concludes. Alma, kosova, rava, mitzvahs. Finally, when we get through what they sent to Abu the Shmuel, Rava said, Ravashi, everybody, now we see, oh, must be that's what Rava is holding. Right? But it makes it very difficult. I mean, the first way to learn, I understand, because you say mitzvahs don't need kavana. But you need kavana to do the maisa. You have that, but you might think there's some mitzvahs need more. Fine, kamash malon, this one doesn't. But if you're going to say that when they sent to Avu the Shmuel that your yotzei with the achilas matzah, even though it was done by force, right? And you might think that that's because he's a nene. But if it's a mitzvah that doesn't have ana, then he'd have to have kavana lotzeis. Hard to understand how being a nene could make up for kavana lotzeis. Because he is have kavana, he does have kavana for the mice anyway. I can understand by a misasek, by chalavim, the guy's an onus. What's the case by chalavim, by the way? You know the case by chalavim? Did you get to the creases?
He thought he was eating something else.
He didn't realize he had chalav in his mouth. So he's a real misasek. In terms of achilas chelev, he's a total misasek. Right? He thought it was not. Doesn't the Ram say he thought it was phlegm? So it was spit.
Oh, right.
He didn't even think he was doing a mice of achila. Right? He didn't even think he was doing a mice of achila. He just thought he was swallowing his own phlegm. And it turns out it was chelev. So that I can understand. I can understand saying, okay, now that you're there, normally you're not considered an osa unless it's kavana. But here you're related to it through ana. Fine, I can understand something like that. But I can see how that makes up for it in some sense. Pulls the gavra in more essentially, whatever. But how's it make up for this Mrs. Saint Srichos from Mrs. Srichos Kavana? Yeah, by the way, this is not a purely academic position. Right? Because at the end of the run, that's what the Ran seems to hold, that the Rambam holds. There's no way to know for sure what the Rambam really holds. But one possibility in the Rambam is that he holds mitzvah shvichas kavana except by matzah, because you're a nana. Kavana for the mechanical act. But just to repeat, you might think like this, even though by regular mitzvah you need more than the kavana for the mechanical act, in other words, a tekei l'shir would not be good, because he has kavana for the mechanical act, and by mitzvah, in general, you need more than kavana for the mechanical act. But matzah, you might think, is different. Why? Because he was in a nana. Kamash Molon, that matzah is no different than anything else. It's not the fact that you're a nana that you're yotzei matzah. You're yotzei matzah simply because you had kavana for the mechanical act. Being the nene has nothing to do with it. You're simply yotzei because you had kavana for the mechanical act. And therefore, any mitzvah you have kavana for the mechanical act, you consider it to be osa the mitzvah. In other words, is the havamina in matzah or is the havamina in shofar? Those are the two ways of looking at it. According to the way Rashi's learning, the havamina was in matzah. That you might think, matzah is better than any other mitzvah in terms of this area. That in this area, you can be yotzei with less kavana by matzah than you could be yotzei by any other mitzvah. And I'm telling you, I know there's a lot of Torah on what the Rambam holds, but if you look at the end of the Ran, the Ran seems to hold that's the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam has a contradiction. He says by shofar you have to have kavana to be yotze. And by matzah, he says, if someone forces you to eat matzah, you yotze. So he says, how's it possible? By shofar, he seems to be taking the position that mitzvah strichas kavana. And by matzah, he seems to be taking the position that mitzvah strichas kavana. So the Ran says, no, really, it's mitzvah strichas kavana, but over there, since you're a nana, you yotze. It's exactly this havamin of Rashi. Havamina was, in terms of the terminology, Rashi was saying the havamina was that you would be considered, notice, factually, this is a type, let's put it this way. Rashi's saying factually, this relationship to the mitzvah is a type of a misasik. Let's just see if we can clarify the term, the facts. BMAC, you with me now? Well, Rashi is saying that this is a type of a it's a type of a misasik, right? It's a type of a misasik. Why is it a type of a misasik? Because you didn't come to it on your own. Let's just be plain and simple, right? It didn't emerge from your doing this now. Did not emerge from your will. It wasn't self-motivated, right? I mean, just try something out. We have to try stuff out. So that's a type of a misasik, right? That's a type of a misasik. So you might say like this: Mahu desema, that since he's a nene b'achiloso, that counteracts being that kind of a misasik. In other words, that kind of a misasik can't be yotzei mitzvah. Right? In other words, if you're a misasek, like the guy who's forced to do something, then you can't be yotzei mitzvah. That's the rule. The rule is a misasek can't be yotzei mitzvah. Even this kind of a misasek, even a misasek who emerges, even a misasek who had kavana for the maisa but was forced into the situation, right? It still is not his plan, right? Because of circumstances, he has to choose this as an alternative to something worse. But you can't really say this is part of his ultimate wish list, right? He's not doing it as an expression of what he considers to be good. He's doing it as an avoidance of something, right? Okay? So in some sense, Rashi is saying that's considered the misasik. We have to think it through more carefully. But he's saying, so the havamina is like this: that type of a misasek is not yotzei mitzvah, right? So why is he yotzei matzah? Because even though he's that kind of a misasek, if he's also a nene, that makes up for it. Okay, komash malon, that even that kind of a misasek is yotzei mitzvah. Kamash malon, dafagav de misaseku, that type of a misasek that we're talking about, he's still yotzing. The havamina was this kind of a misasek is too removed from the maisa for it to be considered an asiyas mitzvah. Except by the case of matzah, where he's a nana. But in general, it's not enough. Kamash malon, it is enough. And has nothing to do with him being a nana. But in other words, what I'm trying to do over here is keep things consistent. Right? The Chronim are bothered with Rashi's use of the word term misasik. But I think it's not a problem at all. Because that's the way he's learning. He's learning that in reality, there has to be a real, honest way of considering this guy a misasek vis-a-vis the mitzvah of matzah, vis-a-vis this mitzvah, right? According to the way Rashi is learning, that there's a havamina that, but for hanah, he wouldn't be yotzei. Why? Must be because he's a misasek. You ever hear of a guy who's not a misasek in doing the mitzvah and he's not yotzei? Of course not. It's unheard of. So he must be as a misasek, right? But there has to be some real definition of a misasik that would apply
to every single situation that's just like this. Meaning to say that unless you chose the mitzvah for its purpose, then the doing of the mitzvah comes somewhat accidentally. Okay? And I can see that. That makes sense. Right? But that is a true and unchanging way of describing a misasik. That is a specific point of view, and you could call a guy a misasik in that type of situation, right? Now the question is that type of a misasik, is that enough to still be yotzei mitzvah or not? Is that type of a misasik a halachic misasik vis-a-vis mitzvah? In terms of logic, we can say as long as the mitzvah and his kavana are not synonymous, in some sense the mitzvah is coming about in an accidental way. That is a type of a misasik. It is a type of a misasik. But now we want to know, Rash saying we want to know, is that the halachic misasik? Right? Yeah. Right. So that's what Rashi was saying. The Havamina was that type of misasek is a halakha misasek, except for the case of matzah. But by shofar, it would be a halakha misasek. Kamashmalan, it's not a halakha misasek. Kamashmalan, this type of misasek is not a halakha misasek. Okay? The hard part is how this type of misasek could be remedied through hana. That's the part that we haven't discussed. That's the part that we've been avoiding. Right. That's the hard part. That's what we have to think about. How could you say that he is a misasek with regard to the mitzvah, and halachically it's not enough, but because he's a nana, it is enough? Right? And how is Rashi deriving that from the case of an onus by chalavim and arayas? Look up that halacha a little more. Okay? That's what we have to think about. And I'm telling you, if you get this havamina, here's the motivation. If you get this havamina, you'll also have a maskana according to the Ran of what the Rambam actually holds.